fuel feeding the machine. Balance. Homeostasis is the tendency to move toward a state of balance. For instance, in a house, the thermostat keeps the temperature in balance. In the summer, it turns on the air conditioner when it gets too hot, and in the winter, it turns on the heat when it gets too cold. Homeostasis is being maintained. The body also tries to maintain a state of balance in many ways. Like the house, the body maintains a balanced temperature by shivering to heat or sweating to cool. Osmoregulation is the regulation of water content in the body. In order to maintain balance, the body uses thirst to increase water levels and sweat and urine to expel excess water. The body also uses systems to maintain the balance of acidity, blood pressure, sodium and potassium concentrations in the blood, and plasma ionized calcium. Failure to maintain the proper balance in these systems can cause significant health problems. There is another balance our bodies maintain that we have a huge influence over. It is our blood glucose level, what we commonly call our blood sugar level. We can directly influence our blood sugar levels by what we eat. When we eat carbohydrates, our blood sugar levels go up. When we eat a lot of carbohydrates, our blood sugar levels go up a lot. The primary action our bodies take to regulate high blood sugar levels is to release the hormone insulin into our blood from the pancreas. Once released, insulin pushes the sugar in the blood into fat cells and also slows down the process of fat in the fat cells being pulled out and used for energy. Obviously, when your body is putting fat into fat cells and not using your fat for energy, you get fatter. In order to use the fat in your body for energy, the body must have gone through its most readily available source of energy, glucose or sugar in the blood. Once that is depleted, the body begins to utilize fat for energy. You can deplete that sugar in the blood by exercising until it's gone, fasting until it's gone, or adjusting your carbohydrate intake. There are other extremely negative effects of continued elevated insulin levels in the blood beyond gaining or maintaining body fat. Consistent spiking of insulin in the blood can lead to insulin resistance, which can eventually lead to type 2 diabetes. Other long-term impacts that prolonged elevated insulin levels can cause are heart disease, diabetic retinopathy or blindness, strokes, and kidney failure. Not good. So, the solution seems obvious. Stop eating carbohydrates, or at least minimize carbohydrate intake. Why is that so hard? The answer is simple. Carbohydrates are addictive. Yes, sugar is like a drug in your brain and causes neurochemical responses similar to drugs like heroin.